So this is all what's taking place at the level of the natural. It's the natural that needs to be reformed and regenerated. So when it's talking about the heavens, it's talking about the inner part of the natural. And the outer part of the natural is the earth. So the teaching is that the internal needs to be regenerated first. The internal of the natural needs to be regenerated first, and then the external from the internal. So part of what this speaks to for me is this idea that we have Moses as the law divine becoming more established. That's setting up what is the internal of the natural. So those heavens are infested with falsities, if you like, and as things from the word become more established within the higher part of the natural mind, that is the ordering of the heavens. And from that, from those first principles, when we begin to apply them in what we see arising out of that lower level, that then gets ordered as well, which is the earth. So heaven and earth speak to what is internal to what is external, as opposed to thinking of it as a place, as we are inclined to do when we think from person, place, time, and space. So just reading again, for the holy proceeding from the Lord not only disperses infesting falsities, but also reduces all things into divine order, both those which are in the heavens and those which are in the hells, and causes the heavens to be most distinct according to goods and the derivative truths, and the hells also to be most distinct according to evils and derivative falsities, and likewise causes evils to be opposite to goods and falsities to truths, in order that a spiritual equilibrium may exist and everything be in a free state. So the holy proceeding from the Lord is truth. So when truth, or the light of truth, shines on our state, we see the falsities, and that's what disperses them. Because when we see what is false as being truly false, it is no longer something that can be confused. So this is what the ordering in the mind is. We see that this is false, we see that this is true, and what you have is this ordering taking place. And the reception of truths is what gives us the apparent ability, the ability as of ourselves to make a choice. So as soon as truths shine their light onto something, at that point we have a choice. The truth empowers us to go in a different direction, if you like, than what we would unconsciously normally do. So just drawing on the example that was given, so something that's sort of woven into my sense of self due to my culture, as I work with the word, it might be showing up to be something that actually that's not good, it's something harmful. And then at that point, I have the agency as of self to not buy into that anymore. And slowly we have these things are separated out, a bit like fermentation, right? Things start to separate out and find their place. And that is this working of what's termed equilibrium. And that's something that is in the Lord and coming to be through our practice. So the unregenerate man in us, if you like, is in hellish freedom. It's not in freedom. The only man in freedom is the Lord, and the sense of self, the heavenly proprium, as it starts to become established. That is where the freedom exists in the process of regeneration. So we're always being moved from a state of non-freedom into a state of freedom. We are not human. No human being exists until the mind is regenerated. In and of ourselves, we are not human. We're only human in potential. For the Lord alone is human. And it's only to the degree that goods and truths are established as our sense of being in the natural, where there's a recognition that it is not actually us, but the Lord himself, that is when what is human comes into being. Or we become a human being. Living from what is good and true is the beingness of being human, if you like.